Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up!
Everybody get up!
I'm killing more, and there's an epidemic of sisters killing going on in this world today, such as government wars, gang and drug wars, domestic violence, and illegal guns. To stop this, we must all participate in the International Stop the Violence campaign. You feel me?
Brothers and sisters, increase the peace. We got to stop the violence. Stop the violence. Squash the beef. Squash the beef. Brothers and sisters,
real talk.
Increase the peace. Too many of us die young.
Die young.
Never reaching out.
Position.
Killing one another every day.
Every day.
And the signs of evidential.
Evidential. We filled up the cemetery.
What?
Y'all, man, welcome to Up and Down Magazine Radio. I am your host on this beautiful, beautiful Monday night. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us all across the country right here, man. It is definitely going down on this beautiful Monday night. Shout out to my boy Wingdoll. We're going live to the phone line to see what's going on with him. Wingdoll, welcome to the show tonight on this beautiful Monday night, man. What's going on, man? We got my boy Wingdoll live with us. How you doing, man? We'll come back to my boy Wingdoll. We're doing it real big right here on this beautiful Monday night, and there's a lot going on. Don't y'all forget, I have a new TV show comes on every Monday night on Living Witness TV. Y'all can check me out here beginning tomorrow from 7 to 9. We on tonight from 8 to 10, but tomorrow we'll be back on our regular scheduled programming from 7 to 9 tomorrow night. So we'll be on to 10 o'clock tonight. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. And there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be talking to Alyssa Green in a few more minutes. She'll be calling in to the radio show. We'll be talking to her because there's a lot of stuff going on in this community, and we need to talk about it. There was a shooting that happened today in Fort Worth off of John T. White Road. We are starting to see a lot of gun violence happening. One person is dead. We're going to keep you guys abreast as we get more details about that as well. We're going to talk about over the weekend there was a big protest. As you know, this white man jumped this black woman, beat the crap out of her, and it's really sad. The black community in Dallas is outraged. It's been a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be playing some different clips from different things that have happened. But we're going to go ahead on and go to some clips. Over the weekend, the black community shut down the streets of downtown Dallas, and a lot of people was angry and upset. We're going to play some of that right now.
Dude was talking crap, now we're about to stand in front of him.
You know how he is. You know how dumb he is. He don't come. Yeah. You know how
dumb
he is. Yeah.
White supremacists, they got the wrong one tonight. About to start a fight, you guys.
All right, y'all, man. Earlier over the weekend, there was a big protest that happened in downtown Dallas where the protesters did shut down the streets of downtown Dallas. Angry people was angry from all both sides of the party. One side was angry at the protesters for out there picking and protesting, interrupting their fun at the club. And yes, one fight almost broke out where the white supremacy came up to the African American community trying to start I'm assuming trying to start a fight with them, but that was shut down pretty quick. And then shout out to Lee Merritt, who is one of the civil rights attorney for this lady. But again, we're gonna play some more clips of what they said today. They had a press conference today, and they also spoke at the city hall this morning. We're going to play that clip right now.
And now that everyone has, nearly everyone has seen that video of a man repeatedly punching a woman in Deep Ellum, a community activist is taking demands straight to the top. David Goins is live in our newsroom. David, what are you hearing?
Well, Chris, the overwhelming concern tonight from community members is that DPD missed the mark for handing out a misdemeanor arrest for what so many view as a violent felony attack. It is a feeling shared by the victim herself. She shared with us today.
What do we want justice for?
Black women.
On Monday, community organizers brought that call to Dallas City Hall. They were given about 10 minutes to speak at the end of a council committee about 10 seconds of horrific video they say embodies injustice.
Had it been a white woman and a black man, we would not be having this conversation.
Dallas police arrested Austin Shuffield moments after this attack was captured early Thursday morning. The 30-year-old was charged with misdemeanor assault and then quickly bonded out of jail.
That said to the black community and the black women that their lives don't matter.
On Monday,
we're talking about a public safety committee. My public safety has been disturbed.
Women like Alinka Green were the strongest and clearest voices, telling council members she knows the pain of an attack, a domestic violence survivor herself, and that she's frustrated the Dallas Police Department did not make a felony arrest.
You let him walk. You let this man back out on the street. What does that say to black women like me?
My body still hurts. Everything still hurts.
Monday afternoon, LaDejanik Lee says she fears for her safety because Shuffield is not in jail.
Not being able to eat, not being able to sleep, it's always on my mind. I'm scared.
Her attorney said he does plan to file a civil rights action against Shuffield and the Deep Ellum business where he worked. But the focus tonight remains on the criminal investigation and the belief by many in the community that Shuffield's charges should be upgraded.
There's no way that we should be sitting here talking about an investigation needs to go on. The video is proof enough.
And late this afternoon, Dallas Police Department said this investigation is not over. They are still going over different aspects of this case, and they have not forwarded it yet to the Dallas County DA's office. Back to you.
Thank you so much, David. Now, with this story gaining national attention, the rumors are flying. So Jason Wheeler is here to verify what's true here and what's not.
Yeah, especially when people start to see that video, Chris and Marie, and they start putting their own opinions there on social media. We know a lot of people get their news on social media, and so we wanted to kind of break down some of the trending topics that we've been seeing around this attack. The first one here, a lot of people claiming that it looked like the victim struck first, that she actually struck the attacker first. We can say definitively that that falls into the false category. Not that it would justify what he did to her after that, even if she had, but let us just show you the video here because we actually have that cell phone video from an eyewitness. In it, you can see he hits her first. He slaps her hand and her phone goes flying out of her hand. Then she tries to slap him. He blocks that. And then we've seen this over and over again. He just proceeds to pummel her there. No matter how many times you've seen that video, it is still hard to watch. Let's bring up the next item here. A lot of folks questioning whether the attacker, in fact, pulled a gun there because that was in the police report. It's been in our reporting as well. Again, we can turn to the video here and definitively say that, yes, we can verify that he did pull out a gun during this confrontation, and we have actually taken a still shot of that video. You can see him holding the gun right there. That's a pretty easy one to prove. Again, a lot of people trying to refute that today. We talked about the DPD chief. A lot of people saying, can we get these charges increased? They're misdemeanors right now. A lot of folks calling for felony charges. They're calling on the chief to do this. It is, in fact, the DPD chief who has the final authority right now during the investigation to insist that those charges be increased. Again, that has not happened yet, despite that huge showing at City Hall today calling for that to happen. Last thing here, Some activists say that some racial slurs were used in the commission of this assault. We didn't hear that from the victim herself the first time we talked to her. We haven't found that in the police report. So a lot of folks want this designated as a hate crime. Right now, we know that detectives are still working through that part of the case. We're going to leave that one sitting right here in the middle because we can't verify that or say that it's false, that it will be considered that. This case still in its infancy right now, so we're going to leave that one in the middle. But, of course, we will continue to follow all the developments. Chris and Marie.
All right. Thank you, Jason. We got some.
All right, y'all, that is the courtesy of WFAA TV, Channel 8 News, the local station here, where they was talking about facts and what was not facts. Again, we are here. If you want to talk to us, give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're talking about the situation that happened over the weekend where the protesters was out there protesting. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going live to the phone lines right now. Yo, you live on the radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, man? You doing okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm all good. Down at Peter's Young Wing Dog, man. You know, touching base with you on that, man, from, you know, from PA to H-Town, you know.
I know that's right, man. We talking about, right, well, we talking about some heavy topics, man, as you know. On last week, this African-American woman was beat up over a parking lot, and this white guy beat the mess out of her, and she had to go to the hospital, man. And we believe a lot of African-Americans believe that race play a role. If that would have been you as a black man beating up on a white woman, it would have been all kinds of hell. You would have been throwing the book. So this plays a major role and what African Americans have been talking about. What are your thoughts on what you hear so far?
Well, I mean, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So you give them a step, they don't take that violence. I mean, it goes way back since the days of slavery. You know, it's just history trying to repeat itself, but we don't do nothing and we don't act fast, you know, and think fast because it's happening right before our eyes. We got charges and, you know, got to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
For that opportunity to come together and unite, you know, to take it a little more serious, because they don't expect us to do nothing really basically, but protest and put up signs and stuff like that and march and all that, and until
mm-hmm.
we learn to do more, I mean, it'll continue to happen.
Right. I definitely agree with you. Shout out to Mark Carter who's tuning in to us. Man, I definitely agree with you on that. And for those who just now tuning in to us, we're talking about the big protest that happened over the weekend in downtown Dallas where this African-American woman was beat almost to death. And he had a gun. And a lot of people are asking the question, why did anybody call the police? But when you looking at a guy who has a gun and somebody argued a point, well, he didn't pull it on it. It doesn't matter if he didn't pull it on it. The fact that he took the gun out of his pocket, to me, that would have been a threat too, because I don't know if you're going to kill me with that gun. All I know is you jumping on me, you beat me up real bad, and then you turn around here and then you pull out a gun. So to me, when you pull out that gun, to me, that means that, and I said this on the radio this morning on Heaven 97 this afternoon, to me, that you tend to use the gun. I have no idea if you're going to use it or not, but the fact that you already done beat the mess out of me, now you're taking out your gun. To me, that is a sign that you might give, you're getting ready to try to shoot me or something. So everybody else is looking at the fact that, when this man pulled out this gun, when she tried to call the police, he kicked the gun, he kicked the phone, he got knocked the phone out of her hand. So it's a lot going on. We're going to be talking to Miss Green tonight. She's going to call into the program because she was at the city hall. Again, the community activist was at the city hall this morning, and we're going to play, we're going to play this one right. Let me see, that's the one we're going to play. We're going to play some clips from earlier, what happened out there. Here go some clips. Y'all check it out.
attack in Deep Ellum sparked protests this weekend. This video shows a black woman repeatedly being hit by a white man. This is a live look now at a gathering happening in Deep Ellum. The man in that video was charged with misdemeanors, but these demonstrators want those charges upgraded to felony counts. You see them praying here. We're going to take a quick second and listen in.
She was raped by five white men, and she never got no justice. We called on the spirit of Sandra Bland, who died down in that lonely jail cell.
Yeah.
We called on the spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer, a civil rights activist who was beat from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet.
Shanika Simon.
Shanika Simon.
Sarah Bartman.
Sarah Bartman, Lord. Yeah. Rakia Boyd, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All those sisters whose names we do not know.
This group asking again for the charges against the man seen in that video punching a woman to be upgraded. The DA's office for Dallas County says it is waiting to look at this case before making a final decision on whether that'll happen or not. We thank you for staying with us as we continue to follow that story. A lot of information on it at WFAA.com. Have a great night.
All right, that is the courtesy
attack
of
Deep Ellum protests this weekend. This video shows.
Now, coming up in a minute, we're going to be talking to the lady that you just heard on that news clip. She's going to be calling. Her name is Miss Green, Aletha Green. She's going to be calling into the program. She's one of the community activists who is asking for justice for this lady. We can't say her name because right now her civil rights lawyer is asking us to keep her name kind of private because of all the death threats. She's been getting a lot of death threats. Also, this man been getting a lot of death threats. And so we're going to continue to keep you updated on this. Also, while we're waiting on her to call in, there was another shooting happening in Fort Worth today off of John T. White Road where one person was killed. In the shooting, we're still working on getting more information about that shooting. Gun violence is on the rise in Fort Worth. It's so much going on in the city of Fort Worth. Tonight, make sure you tune in to my TV show. We have an exclusive interview coming up with Deborah People, who is running for mayor of Fort Worth. And one of the things that we did ask her about is about the crime rate. What would she do as far as trying to make plans to stop the crime? Now, we know we can't stop crime, but we can slow the crime rate down. Some of the things that people have been doing is working with the youth. Mark Carter works with the youth in the community. He does a lot of stuff in the community. He just had an event over the weekend where he was where he had a Stop the Violence rally. So the violence are going up and up and up, and we're going to have to really do something about the violence that's happening in the community. And don't get me wrong, it's not only happening in Fort Worth, it's happening all across the country where violence is on the rise. And real quick, we're going to bring in Mark Carter. Good evening, Mark. How you doing?
Trying to be. I'm just going to listen. I don't want to talk tonight.
You don't want to talk tonight, huh?
Nah, I'm just listening to your show.
Okay, man, I sure appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's how boy Mark Carter, he just want to listen to the show. So, again, what we're going to do right now, while we're waiting on her, we're going to go to our news. Our news is brought to you by NPR News. We're going to go to that real quick, and then we're going to come back with some more. By that time, hopefully our friend will be here so we can talk to her about what's going on. We'll be right back. We're going to go to our local news right now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities to help ensure a brighter future for America's children. More information is available at aecf.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump says he is glad the special counsel investigation is over, but wishes it could have wrapped up sooner. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Trump remains critical of the investigation, though not of its conclusions.
Asked by a reporter whether he wants Robert Mueller's complete report released, President Trump said it's up to the Attorney General, but it wouldn't bother him at all. It's clear Trump remains bothered by the process that played out over the past 2 years, saying it was a period of really bad things happening, even treasonous things.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again.
Trump was never explicit about who he blames, but he says they should be looked at. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Leading U.S. pediatricians, together with the American Heart Association, is calling for new policies to reduce kids' consumption of sugary drinks. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the group endorses new taxes as well as limits on marketing to children.
The biggest source of added sugar in many kids' diets is not what they eat, but what they drink. On average, kids consume 17% of all their calories from added sugars, and about half that comes from drinks. Pediatrician Natalie Muth is the lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics' new policy statement.
I think parents need to realize that a typical child consumes about 30 gallons of sugary drinks over the course of a year, so that's enough to fill a small bathtub.
Muth says given the links to obesity and type 2 diabetes, policymakers should consider raising the price of sugary drinks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti, who represented the adult film actress Stormy Daniels in her legal fight against President Trump, has been charged with, among other things, trying to extort upwards of $20 million from athletic company Nike. That's according to federal prosecutors. Jeff Berman is the U.S. attorney in New York, where Avenatti was arrested today.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price of the company and its market value.
Federal prosecutors in California say Avenatti embezzled a client's money to help pay expenses for his coffee company. He also allegedly used phony tax returns to secure millions in bank loans. Avenatti represented Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit, claiming Trump paid her hush money shortly before the 2016 election to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Stocks bounced around for much of the session today. A mixed close. The Dow was up 14 points. The Nasdaq closed down 5 points today. This is NPR. British Prime Minister Theresa May is acknowledging her already twice rejected plan for the UK's departure from the European Union would probably be defeated again if it were put up for a vote. However, May says she is still working to change the minds of some lawmakers in Parliament and hopes to hold a vote later this week. May also has conceded she may be about to lose control of the process entirely to lawmakers who are pushing for a change in direction. Pro-EU lawmakers have said they plan to try to take control over a series of votes on alternatives to May's deal. Musician Scott Walker has died. Walker was a pop singer in the 60s who shunned stardom and transformed into an avant-garde experimentalist who became a favorite of David Bowie, Brian Eno, and Thom Yorke of Radiohead. NPR's Andrew Limbong explains his label announced he died Friday at the age of 76, but gave few details.
Noel Scott Engel was born in Ohio in 1943. He was originally a session bass player, then he joined two other musicians, none of them named Walker, to form a trio called the Walker Brothers, who became top 10 favorites in the United Kingdom. He left the group to pursue a solo career where he used his signature croon over music that became increasingly dark and experimental. In announcing his death, his label, 4AD, said he was at, quote, the sharp end of creative music, whose influence on many artists has been freely acknowledged. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower, oil down 22 cents a barrel today to end the session at $58.82 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Today is what you make it. Make it as original as your personal playlist. Only Community Coffee is made with four generations of family care and responsibly sourced premium coffee beans, expertly blended and roasted to rich, smooth perfection. Visit communitycoffee.com to learn more and make it great. Make it Community. Pick up our signature blend dark roast at your local grocery store today.
Augusta, Georgia and surrounding areas.
the business of music conference presented by One Nation Under God Records, She Makes Moves Management, and the Charging Station Network coming to the CSRA Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. The conference will kick off Friday, May 3rd, with the Business of Music Conference Banquet Meet and Greet hosted by Sleepy Eyes Carter and Katina Cat Stewart. Special industry guests such as Alan Johnson, T. Mill Curtis, Devin Sawyer, and our keynote speaker, Dominique Mitchell, will be presenting on that event. The event will take place at the Croc Center at 1833 Broad Street, Augusta, Georgia, from 6 to 9 p.m. You can purchase your tickets for the conference and banquet on our website at www.onenationundergodrecords.com. Tickets for the banquet are $50. If you register for the conference, your banquet ticket will be included in your registration. For more info, please call One Nation Under God Records at 706-386-6932. Just bringing another quality event to the beautiful city of Augusta, Georgia.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Ballard, the radio talk show host for Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you tune in to me Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio as we talk about important topics that's happening in the community. You never know what guests we're going to have on the program. Tune in to us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are making a difference. We're making a difference. It's all about the community. Call in and talk with us live at 347-989-1725. You can also listen to us by calling in to the radio show. Tell them you heard it first right here on What Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are making a difference.
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family? Are you tired of living payday to payday? Would you like to wake up when you're finished sleeping? Do you have too much month at the end of your money? Do your kids know the babysitter better than you? If you're ready to do something about it, go to www.enjoymylife.info.
Reaching Houston, we are a group of individuals and companies who have come together for one purpose, to meet the immediate needs of Hurricane Harvey victims. Individual and family financial assistance, pillows and blankets, food items, canned or packaged, clothing, household goods, personal hygiene products, utility assistance, and bottled water. 24-hour turnaround, no income requirements, pickup locations around the city. To receive assistance, donate, or for more information, visit the website at www.reachinghouston.org. Together, we can.
Inspirational. Ministry, music, family, and more. Introducing All Nations TV Network, the place where your ministry connects to the world. Experience a new face in broadcasting. It's All Nations TV. Ministry on the go. For more information, visit our website at www.allnationstv.com.
All right, y'all, we are back right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Darnell Ballard. It is the weather forecast right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is right now 67. It's going to get to a low of 73 tomorrow. Weather forecast is calling for a high of 73 and a low of 51. I made a mistake. My boss told me, he said, no, 50. So it's actually going to be a low of 50. I didn't see that, boss. All right, y'all, man. We're still talking about some very important hot topics. We just reported the last part of the news before the break that there has been another shooting in Fort Worth off of John T. White Road. One person is dead. We're still getting inside information about what happened. Only thing we know is that one person has died in cause of a shooting
that have happened off of John T. White Road in Fort Worth. We're going to keep you guys abreast as we get more details about this. All right, we're going live to the phone lines. We got my dear friend. I was with her over the weekend at the big protest that happened in downtown Dallas, Texas. And you also heard her praying. We just played that clip of her praying from the news article that happened with WFAA TV. Miss Reed, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, Dad, I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear. We got hundreds and hundreds of people from all across the country that are tuned in to us. I want you to talk to us about the situation that happened with the African-American woman and why you are so frustrated. Because we see you, I see you on the news tonight doing the 6 o'clock news, and you were very frustrated speaking at the city council today.
Well, first of all, I want to say hello and thank you for allowing me to be in your space to talk. Because James Brown, the great Godfather, always said that if you own a radio station, you always have a role to the people. So what you're doing is very powerful by having a radio station and being a voice for the folks out there in Funkytown and out here in Dallas and everywhere else. As everyone knows, or didn't know, if you've been hiding up on the rock, Miss Ladaya Jonique, she has such a beautiful name, Lee was assaulted downtown last week by, as she was dropping off a friend of hers down in Deep Ellum. She was getting out, she was driving the wrong way, and she blocked him. And when she got out to check on her car, from I presume, he confronted her. And he knocked her phone. She was dialing the 911 because some words that he had said to her. And so she was calling the police on this guy. Now, if you look at him, he's a very, very big, muscular white man. He's also an MMA fighter. He's also an ex-Marine. So as she was dialing police for her, you know, protection, because the police are supposed to protect you, he knocked her phone out of her hand, which is official oppression. And she struck him back, as any woman would do. And so with that, he hauled off and gave her 5 severe blow punches to her face. Mm-hmm. But not only did he do that, before he hit her, he pulled out a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we catch on the video. He also called her a nigger bitch. So Mr. Austin Sheffield has had a history. If you go to his Facebook page, but you cannot go to his Facebook page now because it has been removed, he has all sorts of Trump quotes, calling black women nigger bitches, all sorts of horrible things about people of color. Came. They were going to originally arrest her because of his word. Because of his word. And so what happened is that once they saw the video or whatever transpired, they arrested him. And when they arrested him, they only charged him with 3 misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that anytime that there is a crime going on and then there's a gun anywhere near, that crime has been in hand. That was physical assault. That was a calling on the phone to call the police. He interfered with her calling for her safety. Mm-hmm. Then he brandished the gun, you know, and then he called her a racial slur. So all of that. And on top of what the email, on what his Facebook is, all of that is official. All of that should be climbed up to a hate crime. Okay?
Right.
So, but they
let
this man walk. They gave him 3 misdemeanors, and his bond was basically nothing.
Right.
Now, you take the case of last year when the black bouncer assaulted a white woman downtown, Deep Ellum, same place. He beat the brakes off this white girl.
Mm-hmm.
They locked him up with no bond. There was no gun involved.
So
we must look at
I got to ask you this because from the reports of the news articles and news clips, they are trying to say that race didn't play a role in it, which we all know that race did. That race did play a role. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you listen, if you listen to the video, you can't hear that. So the question I'm asking you: did that happen before they turned the?
Reason I say that, when you look at his Facebook page, that's what that is.
Right.
Whether he said it or not, he already said it, and that's what he looked at when, that's what he was thinking about when he was hitting her.
So,
you know.
My thing is, he pulled out the gun, and what I was trying to explain to people, you don't have to point a gun at a person to threaten them. The fact that you pull out the gun, this is why I'm trying to let a lot of these white folks know, I don't care about him. The fact that he pulled out the gun, that's a threat to me. You may not put that gun towards me, but the fact that you're already fighting me, you're already beating the crap out of me, and now you're pulling out a gun, that's a, to me, that would consider as a threat. And I heard a lot of people say, and somebody was asking the question, why did anybody around call the police? Well, if you got
because
one person
he
beating,
the gun. Well, he got
that,
gun,
that's what
so
I said. That's what I said.
Shoot you.
And that's so what I said.
If I would have saw that, and it's just me, and I got a car, I'm going to run you over.
Right.
I'm going to blow my horn so hard that everybody going to come outside. But from what I understand about the law, if there is a crime going on, you beating up your girlfriend, snorting cocaine, and it's a gun involved anywhere, that is enhanced.
Yes,
because you're
I agree.
You're mixing a gun with that. And whether he pulled it, when he pulled it out, that was already what it was.
Exactly. That's what I said, too. I said the same thing because I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews about this case.
And what you hear from mixed reviews is white people, so-called white establishment, who don't want to see it. But guess what? It wasn't their face. It wasn't their head. And you it's called white privilege.
That's what it's called.
Right in this country. Most dangerous thing you can do right here in this country is try to take the guns out of the hand of a white man.
But here's what I don't understand, Ms. Green, and I'm trying to get a really, really good understanding because I did my part this morning. One of the things that that my boy Malik was talking about, we got him coming on next. Malik was saying that we need to call the city manager, we need to call the chief of police. Now I did that this morning because they had it on 97.9 the beat. Encouraging people, they gave out the phone number, encouraging people to call down there. And so I did make
a
couple phone calls this morning. Yes, I made a couple phone calls. Now, here's what I had a problem with. When I called down to the city manager office, I really didn't get a good vibe off of the lady that was answering the telephone. That was the secretary. And I really didn't get a good vibe. Now, with the chief of police, when I called down there, and she said that we're going to make sure your comments, because she was writing down everything that I was saying, but she said we're going to make sure your comments is going to get to the chief so Renee Hall can have the comment. Now, she did say that a lot of people from all across the country and from a diverse of people was calling in that was very concerned about the video.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest concern that I have, why is it that Chief Renee, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I asked it this morning, why have Chief Renee reviewed this video? This video has been reviewed 50 million times online. Everybody across the country has seen this video. It don't make all the national media, but she has not yet reviewed the video, or have she reviewed the video and can't comment on it? What's going on with that? And then we want to talk about this. Huh? Go ahead.
When I saw her, she said she hadn't viewed it yet. So maybe now she has, but, you know, it's a real thing when you got T.I. calling all the way down here from Atlanta, calling out these rappers, Yella Beezy and Trapdoor Freddy. When you got TMZ, when you got Big Boy from Outkast, movie star, Chelsea Handler, movie star, TV show host, calling down here and saying, what the hell is going on down in Dallas, Texas?
Right.
And you as the chief of police ain't viewed this?
And I want to ask you this, Ms. Mee, because I know you wanted the community, and that's the reason I wanted to bring you on the show today. You wanted the community activists in Dallas. You and Dominique, y'all work very close together. What are the some of the plans? Because I know we got civil rights Lee Merritt. They brought him up on the news today that he is working on a lawsuit up against the bar.
Right.
What are the plans for you guys? What do you guys want from the city of Dallas? What are you asking the city of Dallas, and what are you asking for the community to do? Let's talk about that.
Well, first of all, what we want not from the city of Dallas, what we want from the police department is to enhance some charge.
Okay,
that's
you want the charge to be upgraded.
Yeah, don't quit playing with it. Hold on, let me get my dog this way. Get him before I hands your butt with it. Get him.
We are live right now.
that's my dog. I'm sorry, y'all. That's my dog.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm trying to do something.
It's live
she's
radio.
Trying to get enhanced butt with it. we want the charges in hand. That's
okay.
What we want. We want that. We want him locked back up with no bond. We want that. That bar is gonna get sued. Dominique was saying today that he is contacting Bureau of Tobacco and Alcohol because trying to see if Sheffield had worked that night, if he was drunk there that night or what. If we're trying to be, that's the next thing. The other thing is that we want the city to come on and realize that we have a problem with bigotry and racism in this city and to go on, make this like they got Fort Worth a human rights city. Have a human rights commission because Fort Worth has one, I do believe. So that's what we really want. We want him off the streets because, as you saw on the news earlier, the young lady said he has got pictures of her license plate. She don't feel safe. He could be anywhere watching her because now he got to remember he is a Marine. He is trained to kill. She don't feel safe. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we want.
I want to ask you this real quick, Ms. Marine. How is she doing? Because I know you guys talked to her. How is she doing?
Well,
besides being...
Yeah, she's traumatized. You know, she had contusion. She still has damage to her sinuses. She's mentally wrecked. She's paranoid. She's staying in hotels, following her, watching her. Because, again, you got to remember, he's a Marine. He's trained to kill. You know? And so she doesn't have she doesn't trust the city. She doesn't trust the police department because they let this man go. He's still walking out on the street. So as a community, we want all those things and even more. But this just needs to be able to feel safe. And being safe means having his butt locked up and having those charges in hand.
We got a text email coming from Stephanie. Stephanie out of Houston, Texas is tuning in to us live right now. She wants to know why haven't they made any charges on this man, which is a good question.
Well, right now, because whoever, from what I understand, the magistrate who signed it, it didn't get to Crusoe. It happened, you know, I think it happened Wednesday, and the magistrate, I'm presuming that he didn't take it serious. But Crusoe said that if he had saw it, those charges would have been in hand. So they're further investigating what's going on. You know,
well, right now the district attorney can't even get the case until they upgrade the charges. He talked on Friday afternoon and said that he's waiting on the city of Dallas, the Dallas Police Department,
to upgrade.
Right.
He said once they upgrade the charges, then that's when he gets the case. So right now, he can't even get the case until Chief Renee do her job and get the case. But my question is, why is it taking so long for them to do this? What's the deal with that?
Amber, look, I'm going to tell you right now, Amber Geiger, Bakken Jones.
Wow. That's crazy.
And that's why I said today, Penny Hall, that was, and then you asked the question earlier, why am I so frustrated, Mr. Donnell? Because I am a victim of domestic violence.
That's what they said about you on the news today.
I fought my abusers back. And because I fought my abusers back, I received a 5-year sentence. They locked me up. They took me away from my children. It took me 15 years to get my life back. And so every time he hit that woman, I felt those blows. And then for them to let him go, that was like, again, and I say this, it's like you go into a courtroom after you've been raped, and you open yourself up and you talk about that attack, hoping that you get justice. And then they come back and they let the person who did this crime to you, because all the evidence is there. The video is there. All the evidence is there. And then you let him walk. And to me, that's raping me and that's beating me all over again, that's victimizing me all over again. And like I said today in City Hall, I have been physically sick. When he was hitting her, and you can hear the change in my voice, as he was hitting her, all she could do was say, okay, just please stop.
When she was asking for mercy, she was begging for mercy.
And that is when women are being beaten to the very end of their life. And people are like, well, why do you hit back? She didn't have no win. All she did, all she could say was what she's been saying. All I could do was keep my head down and hope I survive.
Wow.
And that is what I have been seeing.
Well, I want to thank you.
For this woman.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank you so much for talking to us here at Blog Talk Radio and really getting your story out there to let us know what's going on. Now, I also want to talk about this because over the weekend, you guys stopped the traffic. Well, we stopped the streets of Dallas.
Yeah.
You guys are going to continue to do this every Saturday until the charges are upgraded?
Yeah, they back out there this coming Saturday. And what I'm saying, we got a lot of folks. We got the Red Handed Society. That's like the indigenous Native American Black Panthers. They coming. These are the Black Panthers of the indigenous people. They're gonna be out there.
You guys had a lot of different organizations out there over the weekend. People came out to support this and was very.
Right.
You had the Women Association out there. From the Dallas Women Association out there from
Black
Dallas.
Women's Defense League, they was out there, So we even got, I don't know if you saw the white lady with the cane that was out there. The white lady that walked all the way with us with the cane.
Yeah, I did see her out there. I did see her.
Yeah, she was out there. We got so many different organizations that's going to roll with us coming up. It ain't even funny. And so, we're calling it.
Now, I noticed on Monday, I didn't see anything on the national news about it. Have they contacted you guys at all?
Well, you know, they probably have talked to Dominique. They haven't talked to me. But I do know that, you know, Dominique is going to do what Dominique is going to do. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do what he do. And like I said, like he told the city of Dallas today, you know, y'all going to have to come clean and come correct because we ain't going nowhere. And that's where I've been.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
but,
I can only do so much. But
the owner of the bar spoke out yesterday. Now he wants to. He said he did fire the man. So what they're working on now is that the community of Deep Alley is working on doing a fundraiser for this woman.
Yeah, they're talking about doing a concert. Who gonna come down after that concert?
Do you think they're doing this to try to fill? You gotta look at this strategy.
The strategy is it's gonna put all the focus on him. He's throwing her the bone. Oh, we're gonna have a benefit concert for you. It takes the spotlight off of the brutality that this young woman went through due to his employee, and now it's gonna put a spotlight on him. Well, he's throwing her a bone by having some music being played.
So do you think that they doing this because they feel bad for what happened? Are they just doing this because they're scared?
They scared. Because you know somebody that's gonna try to snatch your tobacco, gonna try to snatch your alcohol license? You got death threats? You got people coming up to your shop, oh, this where it happened. You gotta hide
that
this guy is employed. That is what's called economic power. We can get in the streets all day long and we can protest, but when we start messing with that money, that's a total different operation.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that. Well, I tell you what, Ms. I'm gonna invite you to come back on the show this week too, because I want you to keep us updated on what's going on.
Oh, dear, I appreciate you. And like I said, I tried to call last night, but I couldn't get through. And I just appreciate you. And hopefully, if you can come back this Saturday, it's called Church Protest, Club Protest, and we're gonna be out there. And just let me say this right here.
Go ahead.
Remember many, many part of Fort Worth he was living in, and the white guys in the truck came by and shot him.
I remember that, yes. I was the one that actually started that protest in downtown Fort Worth.
Okay.
The dragon, how many people
came out?
Yes, Dallas came to Fort Worth, and we was able to get justice for that black man. Even though he got killed, but that family was able to get some justice.
I was like 18, 19 when it happened.
So you
and
was
I'm
out there too.
Now. Yeah, I'm gonna be 50 in April. So I remember coming. To
I was
now.
You know what?
Masses.
You know what? I was close to that age too. When radio station back then it was 100.3 Jam, and I called them up and told Russ Park them and I freed them to come to Fort Worth. We getting ready. I was living in the projects downtown, and I'm the one that called and organized the protest. And thousands of people all across Dallas, Fort Worth showed up.
I think we marched. I can't think of it. Was to the Justice Hall? But I remember it was so many people, Donnie.
Yes, it was.
And when I saw that, I was like, this is power. And I remember John Wiley Price coming.
Yeah.
And I said, this is power. And so I want to say to you, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Appreciate that. I try to do, and that was about 25 plus years ago when that happened. But we got frustrated with it. We shut down the whole city. And I remember hundreds and hundreds of people from all across the Dallas Fort Worth coming up here. Dr. Phil, what was that man's name? He was a talk show host. He came down here. But back then,
they was here.
Also, Skip Murphy, them. That was the first, and believe it or not, that was the first day that Skip Murphy, them, had made it on the radio, because Ton Joyner left K104 and went somewhere else, and that was the first day that they was on the radio, and they came after Skip Murphy and the whole team came after. I remember that just like it was yesterday. But again, we want to thank you. We got so many.
And I know we got to go, but Donnie, thank you so much. What was the little black lady used to have a real loud mouth? Her daughter is in politics right now. I can't think of her name, but she was in Fort Worth. Little black lady.
Oh, I don't remember.
She was all in the community. She was all in the politics. I can't think of her name, but her daughter is there now. But she was real short. She wore a wig and wore glasses. And when she spoke, she had a radio station. She'd come on KKDA before.
You talking about Mariana Hicks? You're talking about Marianna Hicks. Yeah, Marianna, yeah. She's still around. Matter of fact, her sister, Deborah Pieper, is running. That Marianna Hicks' sister, Deborah Pieper, is running for mayor of Fort Worth. So we're trying to get her elected as the first. We're trying to get her elected as the first African American mayor of Fort Worth.
Well, awesome, Donnie. I know I got to go, but hey, I love you and thank you so much for letting me on the show. And God bless. And hopefully, I'll see you this coming Saturday. If not, I'll power to the people. And thank you for always letting me have a voice on your show. And I love you dearly, brother.
I love you too. Anytime you want to call in, we on every night. We normally come on from 7 to 9, but we stand on an extra hour tonight. So, yeah, anytime you want to call in, call in.
Okay, bye, dear. I love you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, honey.
Love
bye-bye.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to have we're going to be talking to Malik next. We're going to go to another commercial break. Now, we're going to our breaking news, and then coming up next, we'll have Malik. A shout-out to LaTonya tuning in to us. Mike, we hear you loud and clear. Rayvon is tuning in to us, and Stephanie said she's really enjoying the program. We're going to go to a news break, and we'll be right back. Coming up next, after the news break, we'll be talking to my boy Malik right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities to help ensure a brighter future for America's children. More information is available at aecf.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump says he is glad the special counsel investigation is over, but wishes it could have wrapped up sooner. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Trump remains critical of the investigation, though not of its conclusions.
Asked by a reporter whether he wants Robert Mueller's complete report released, President Trump said it's up to the Attorney General, but it wouldn't bother him at all. It's clear Trump remains bothered by the process that played out over the past 2 years, saying it was a period of really bad things happening, even treasonous things.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again.
Trump was never explicit about who he blames, but he says they should be looked at. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Leading U.S. pediatricians together with the American Heart Association is calling for new policies to reduce kids' consumption of sugary drinks. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the group endorses new taxes as well as limits on marketing to children.
The biggest source of added sugar in many kids' diets is not what they eat, but what they drink. On average, kids consume 17% of all their calories from added sugars, and about half that comes from drinks. Pediatrician Natalie Muth is the lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics' new policy statement.
I think parents need to realize that a typical child consumes about 30 gallons of sugary drinks over the course of a year, so that's enough to fill a small bathtub.
Muth says given the links to obesity and type 2 diabetes, policymakers should consider raising the price of sugary drinks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Has been charged with, among other things, trying to extort upwards of $20 million from athletic company Nike. That's according to federal prosecutors. Jeff Berman is the U.S. attorney in New York, where Avenatti was arrested today.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price of the company and its market value.
Federal prosecutors in California say Avenatti embezzled a client's money to help pay expenses for his coffee company. He also allegedly used phony tax returns to secure millions in bank loans. Avenatti represented Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit, claiming Trump paid her hush money shortly before the 2016 election to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Stocks bounced around for much of the session today. A mixed close. The Dow closed down 5 points today. This is NPR. British Prime Minister Theresa May is acknowledging her already twice rejected plan for the UK's departure from the European Union would probably be defeated again if it were put up for a vote. However, May says she is still working to change the minds of some lawmakers in Parliament and hopes to hold a vote later this week. May also has conceded she may be about to lose control of the process entirely to lawmakers who are pushing for a change in direction. Pro-EU lawmakers have said they plan to try to take control over a series of votes on alternatives to May's deal. Musician Scott Walker has died. Walker was a pop singer in the 60s who shunned stardom and transformed into an avant-garde experimentalist who became a favorite of David Bowie, Brian Eno, and Tom York of Radiohead. NPR's Andrew Limbong explains his label announced he died Friday at the age of 76, but gave few details.
Noel Scott Engel was born in Ohio in 1943. He was originally a session bass player. Then he joined two other musicians, none of them named Walker, to form a trio called the Walker Brothers, who became top 10 favorites in the United Kingdom. He left the group to pursue a solo career where he used his signature croon over music that became increasingly dark and experimental. In announcing his death, his label, 4AD, said he was at, quote, the sharp end of creative music, whose influence on many artists has been freely acknowledged. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower. Oil York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
All right, y'all, it is official 9:06, 6 after the hour right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The weather forecast for tonight is going to be a low of 50, and tomorrow is going to be a high of 73. Right now, it is official 67 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, we're going to go live to the phone lines. We got my boy Malik live with us on this beautiful Monday night. We are talking about a lot of stuff going on from a situation that has happened in Fort Worth with one man. A shooting happened earlier today when one man was shot and killed. And I just heard some more news that there is something going on, there's something bad that has happened in Como. So, you know, we need to on tonight. All right, we're going live to the phone line. We got Malik live with us. Good evening, man. Welcome to the show. How you doing on this beautiful Monday night, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well, brother.
Already, man. That's what's up, man. We gotta talk to you tonight too, man, because you one of our Fort Worth local leaders here in Fort Worth that's working hard in the community, man. What's going on in the streets tonight, man?
Man, I don't know what's wrong with these brothers, but you know, like I say, man, this is for work.
It's a lot going on.
This is for work, you know. You know, I think for these young kids. Yeah, these young kids, they everybody trying to make a name for themselves. Because it ain't no, the gangs ain't at the magnitude where they were. And then these cats taking petty, I think some somewhat petty stuff,
right,
and blowing it up, and it's getting out of hand.
Right, John T. White Road, we're looking at a report now. John T. White Road, there was a shooting that happened earlier today. One person was shot and killed. I'm hearing now that some
But see, a lot of these things be isolated incidents.
Right.
From what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is these cats having issues with each other and go from Facebook, whether it's behind a female or whatever they so-called beefing
right.
over a bunch of time on that. We got major stuff on the ground, brother. I'm still in,
yeah, exactly,
got things,
exactly,
issues with Mr. Sheffield, brother. You know, so we ain't gonna get swayed off. But we got to keep
pressure on
the DA.
You're right, and I will say that I took your advice over the weekend when me and you
mm-hmm.
were talking about that, and I made some phone calls this morning. I called the DA.
No,
I
we got to keep pressure. Yeah, that's everybody got to call the DA, Donnie. Everybody
okay.
got to call the
everybody
DA.
Everybody got to call. Not just one person.
Nah, not one person got to be we got to flood the lines. Because what that is, that means that we're not going to forget about you when it comes time for your turn. See, we must recall Ms. Johnson when that young brother had hit the cop over there in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Johnson wrote that boy bond and said he wasn't suitable because she got a phone call from the POA. See, we must remind them, brother, who they work for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, they work for the public.
You're right.
And so all of those shucking and jiving and you know, follow the dots, man. The man ain't nowhere in Dallas, okay? Why are we going downtown for? So and put everybody up under the radar for the cops to watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his mom and daddy stay in Yantis, Texas. Y-A-N-T-I-S. So why are we not protesting the Yantis? Where you going to go? He can't go nowhere in Dallas. He can't show his face in a metroplex, so he run home to your mama. when you get in trouble. That's what we do. So,
yeah,
man,
you're right.
Connect the dots. His mama is a veterinarian. She has a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we protest. We protest the mama business. We make it uncomfortable
right.
for it. Don't let him rest.
Mm-hmm.
He got a sister, Sarah Beth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Why we his daddy name is Rodney. You know what I'm saying?
You done found out a lot of information.
His mama name is Sally.
Wow.
He born July 30th, 1988, man. Come on, man. So Dominique running around. Listen to me, brother. If I can find out all that information, what Dominique doing, man? What is Dominique and them doing? We need to make sure that sister is safe. You got the real comrades on the ground, brother. That's who I run with. And we ain't playing with him.
So that would make him 40 years old. This guy is 40-something years old.
Not in 88, bro. He born in 88.
Oh, he born in 88. So,
yeah.
So the news got it. The news media got it wrong.
He about 40. 30. He about 30-something years old.
Okay, about 30. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I tell you what, man.
But see, understand. Y'all got to understand white supremacy, man. Look how the game is being played, man. I'm going to explain this to you real quick. It's a difference between white privilege and white supremacy, Donnie. White privilege is that I'm white. I can go get a job easily at Lockheed or somewhere high, you know, J.P. Morgan, all that. White supremacy that my mama can get on the phone and call the mayor and say, hey, give my son XYZ. See what I'm saying?
That's white privilege.
White supremacy, see that he's high at the social club at Arbor. At the Arboretum, Dallas Arboretum. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how much money this woman engaged to one of these folks' campaigns. See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's about who you know, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That's white supremacy. White supremacy told that chief, understand me, don't you enhance their choice. It don't take that long to see that vicious terroristic crime. Any act of terrorism is a felony crime. I mean, federal crime. Did you not know that?
I did
anytime
not know
you use
that.
The word
I
nigger,
know
no. No, that's a federal crime. Anytime you call a black person nigger, that's a federal crime, brother. So
that's
us protesting the wrong place, why we not going, why they not going to the town? Why y'all being led by the blind? Dominique is an agent, man. Don't let him skew us away from the real stuff, man. Why we ain't going to where the white boy at? He stay on Hawthorne. Everybody know it. So why are we going downtown for?
Wow.
The camera op, the photo op.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That's a bunch of jive. So why didn't we go to Hawthorne Street? Right over there in Oakland. Understand me. I got to the property manager, see what I'm saying? And got him a 30-day early eviction. We got to the HOA, bro.
And you guys,
see,
got
why all these people that come on these phones and do all this talking, why Dominic ain't did nothing? I did, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, you,
I started
you,
a series
you
know, of calls to the property manager. The property manager's name is Koster, Koster Properties. That's who owned that property, bro.
Wow.
How I find all this data and information out and got to the HOA of that community.
Wow. So you guys
want to get to
Are you guys planning on doing any protests out there?
We don't do no protesting, man. I don't protest. I'm about action.
Okay, so.
If his mama run the veterinarian, we gonna call every vendor that's every.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna bring that bad publicity to the supplier. If she can't make she can't service a veterinarian hospital, I understand me, or business, she can't make no money. We gotta be smart about this, Donna. We gotta be real smart about this, man.
What you saying is you take the money out their pocket.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Take the money out their pocket.
And we make sure she don't shoot now nay rabies shot ever again in life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if we make phones about call the Texas Department of Licenses, which his mother is registered with. I understand, but you got this type of field. And not only that, we call out her goddamn place of business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to protest in front of the mama, he got to go to his mama house.
Mm-hmm.
One address is 3232 Parkwood over there in Plano.
Wow. So that's where his mother lives at?
At one of the points, I think it's her place of business over there. That's where she got that veterinarian place.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't play with it, brother. I don't hide my hands. I don't shuck and jive. I don't buck dance. I don't play that game. What Lee Mary down here for, man? Got that girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That sister needs to know that shit. Some brothers out here would not let a damn thing happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to be talking about. Come see what the real brothers are. They're going to put their life on the line and make things sure things going to happen. We can talk till we're blue in the moon. All that hope and that prayer ain't going to get us there. That's over with.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand up, man. Look at the little babies, man. What you think you do to these children, Donnie? Think about it, bro.
You're right. You're right, man.
Have nightmares, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to explain why they might, man, do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's crazy, Donnie.
So let me answer this, man. What is the brotherhood plan on doing? What's the agenda for you guys?
President, I told you our agenda. We got comrades. We got comrades that we didn't team up with. Understand me? And so we're going to handle our business the way we know how to handle our business. It's to bankrupt his mama.
Right. Wow.
That's where the money comes from. That white boy ain't got that type of money like that. He went to the Marine Academy.
Right.
We know what type of money his parents got. Well, I'm telling you, but white supremacy, that woman got on and made some phone calls. She knows some people in some high places. That's how the bullshit works, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference.
You're right.
I appreciate everybody bringing national attention. The thing about it is, you know, they can slip theirs out the back door. We'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the court docket, Donnie. He got to come to court within 10 days, brother. The day he show up at court, everybody need to be down there. What you going down on the side for? Watch the court docket.
Yeah, you're right.
That's public information. So he got to show up at court.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they bogging it down. Everybody needs to keep pressuring the DA, man. I don't care if we got a protest at Mr. Cruz's house, in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you're going to do your job. Everybody should have been down at the DA's office. No, brother, you're going to do your job.
Yeah, but he's saying that he haven't got the case.
That ain't nothing about a phone call, man. That's a bunch of mess, man.
Okay,
that's a bunch of mess. No, that's just a bunch of job. That's what throw us out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The city manager controls the police chief. I'm telling you, the game plan. You keep pressing, and it might go up all the way to the top, to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Those people know somebody high up on the food chain, brother. Mm-hmm. And it ain't no around the corner white boys.
Wow.
And trust and believe, white supremacy can get on the phone and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all need to understand the difference between white privilege and white supremacy.
Right. I tell you what, man, we got to go to a quick break. We got to go to our last break right here, man. Man, I tell you what, thank you for calling in to the program, man. We're going to definitely invite
man,
you.
Man, you guys, man, take my playbook, man, and drive it home, man. Use your media outlet to push what I'm telling you.
All that shucking
and jiving and doing that old 1963, 60 shit, man, that shit don't work no more. We got to be more. We way smarter than that, man. We gotta deal with the stakeholders, and that's the people who are allowing this field. You see evil, you don't do nothing about it, you're part of it. And waving signs and hooping and hollering ain't gonna get it.
So what you saying, man, is you either part of the solution or you part of the problem.
Absolutely. And what we've been doing, we keep on playing the same old, running the same old plays. Lee Mary down here. What you down here for, bro? You can't even price law in Texas. What is that really about? Oh, boule-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Think I don't know about that, man? Run around with Roy West, man. Come on, bro. Cut it out. then got the sister where she's scared to speak to somebody. She need to be heard. Her voice, she need to keep it driving home. Why y'all got all coddled up and scared to open up her mouth and explain and tell her narrative? What is it all about? You see how the bullshit works, Donnie?
Mm-hmm.
That woman should be angry outside of encouraging everybody to call the DA's office and press charges. That woman ain't saying shit because Lee Merritt is in her mouth.
Wow.
That's game,
yeah,
brother.
You're right, because everybody has.
Dominique, too.
I've been a lot of people.
Dominique, too. I'm telling every time he got something to say, tell him to come see me. Because I ain't got it in his face. I don't play, brother. I don't know, man.
All
that fanboying and all that cooning ain't going to happen, man. We ain't stopped there, man. It's hurting our people.
Right.
And then wonder why these kids be acting up.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, you're right. I agree. Well, man, we got to go to this quick break real quick, man. Thank you for calling in, Malik.
All right.
All right, then. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Today is what you make it. Make it as original as your personal playlist. Only Community Coffee is made with four generations of family care and responsibly sourced premium coffee beans, expertly blended and roasted to rich, smooth perfection. Visit communitycoffee.com to learn more and make it great. Make it community. Pick up our signature blend dark roast at your local grocery store today.
Augusta, Georgia and surrounding areas. The Business of Music Conference presented by One Nation Under God Records, She Makes Moves Management, and the Charging Station Network coming to the CSRA Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. The conference will kick off Friday, May 3rd, with the Business of Music Conference Banquet Meet and Greet hosted by Sleepy Ass Carter and Katina Cat Stewart. Special industry guests such as Alan Johnson, T. Mill Curtis, Devin Sawyer, and our keynote speaker, Dominique Mitchell, will be presenting on that event. The event will take place at the Croc Center at 1833 Broad Street, Augusta, Georgia, from 6 to 9 p.m. You can purchase your tickets for the conference and banquet on our website at www.onenationundergodrecords.com. Tickets for the banquet are $50. If you register for the conference, your banquet ticket will be included in your registration. For more info, please call One Nation Under God Records at 706-386-6932. Just bringing another quality event to the beautiful city of Augusta, Georgia.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Ballard, the radio talk show host for Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you tune in to me Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio as we talk about important topics that's happening in the community. You never know what guest we're going to have on the program. Tune in to us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are making a difference. We're making a difference. It's all about the community. Call in and talk with us live at 347-989-1725. You can also listen to us by calling in to the radio show. Tell them you heard it first right here on What Blog Talk Radio, where we are making a difference.
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family? Are you tired of living payday to payday? Would you like to wake up when you're finished sleeping? Do you have too much month at the end of your money? Do your kids know the babysitter better than you? If you're ready to do something about it, go to www.enjoymylife.info.
Reaching Houston, we are a group of individuals and companies who have come together for one purpose, to meet the immediate needs of Hurricane Harvey victims. Individual and family financial assistance, pillows and blankets, food items, canned or packaged, clothing, household goods, personal hygiene products, utility assistance, and bottled water. 24-hour turnaround, no income requirements, pickup locations around the city. To receive assistance, donate, or for more information, visit the website at www.reachinghouston.org. Together, we can.
Inspirational. Ministry, music, family, and more. Introducing All Nations TV Network, the place where your ministry connects to the world. Experience a new face in broadcasting. It's All Nations TV. Ministry on the go. For more information, visit our website at www.allnationstv.com.
All right, y'all, we are back right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is official 24 after the hour, 9:24 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the weather forecast for tonight will be a low of 50 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be a high of 73 degrees tomorrow. Right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it is 67 degrees right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, we're going to talk about some quick look at your top story news, man. We're still investigating something that is happening in Fort Worth. There's been a shooting that has happened in Fort Worth earlier today off of John T. White Road. We're still investigating, trying to get more details about it. But one person was shot and killed. Also, we're hearing reports that there's something going on in Como, the community of Como. Something bad happened over there. We're still trying to get all the details, information about that. And Top Story News today, we are talking about some big things that is happening all across the country. We've been talking about this this thing that happened over the weekend in Dallas, where a lot of people have been protesting. Now, we're going to go to a courtesy of WFAA News clip. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back.
Attack in Deep Ellum sparked protests this weekend. This video shows a black woman repeatedly being hit by a white man. This is a live look now at a gathering happening in Deep Ellum. The man in that video was charged with misdemeanors, but these demonstrators want those charges upgraded to felony counts. You see them praying here. We're going to take a quick second and listen in.
She was raped by five white men, and she never got no justice. We call on the spirit of Sandra Bland, who died down in that lonely jail cell.
Yeah.
We call on the spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer, a civil rights activist who was beat from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet.
Shanika Simon.
Shanika Simon.
Sarah Bartman.
Sarah Bartman, Lord.
Yes.
Rakia Boyd, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All those sisters whose names we do not know.
This group asking again for the charges against the man seen in that video punching a woman to be upgraded. The DA's office for Dallas County says it is waiting to look at this case before making a final decision on whether that'll happen or not. We thank you for staying with us as we continue to follow that story. A lot of information on it at WFAA.com. Have a great night.
And now that everyone has, nearly everyone has seen that video of a man repeatedly punching a woman in Deep Ellum, a community activist is taking demands straight to the top. David Goins is live in our newsroom. David, what are you hearing?
Well, Chris, the overwhelming concern tonight from community members is that DPD missed the mark for handing out a misdemeanor arrest for what so many view as a violent felony attack. It is a feeling shared by the victim herself. She shared with us today. On Monday, community organizers brought that call to Dallas City Hall. They were given about 10 minutes to speak at the end of a council committee about 10 seconds of horrific video they say embodies injustice.
Had it been a white woman and a black man, we would not be having this conversation.
Dallas police arrested Austin Sheffield moments after this attack was captured early Thursday morning. The 30-year-old was charged with misdemeanor assault and then quickly bonded out of jail.
That said to the black community and the black women that their lives don't matter.
On Monday,
we talking about a public safety committee. My public safety has been disturbed.
Women like Alinka Green were the strongest and clearest voices, telling council members she knows the pain of an attack, a domestic violence survivor herself, and that she's frustrated the Dallas Police Department did not make a felony arrest.
You let him walk. You let this man back out on the street. What does that say to black women like me?
My body still hurts. Everything still hurts.
Monday afternoon, LaDejanique Lee says she fears for her safety because Sheffield is not in jail.
Not being able to eat, not being able to sleep. It's always on my mind. I'm scared.
Her attorney said he does plan to file a civil rights action against Sheffield and the Deep Ellum business where he worked. But the focus tonight remains on the criminal investigation and the belief by many in the community that Sheffield's charges should be upgraded.
There's no way that we should be sitting here talking about an investigation needs to go on. The video is proof enough.
And late this afternoon, Dallas Police Department said this investigation is not over. They are still going over different aspects of this case, and they have not forwarded it yet to the Dallas County DA's office. Back to you.
Thank you so much, David. Now, with this story gaining national attention, the rumors are flying. So Jason Wheeler is here to verify what's true here and what's not.
Yeah, especially when people start to see that video, Chris and Marie, and they start putting their own opinions there on social media. We know a lot of people get their news on social media, and so we wanted to kind of break down some of the trending topics that we've been seeing around this attack. The first one here, a lot of people claiming that it looked like the victim struck first, that she actually struck the attacker first. We can say definitively that that falls into the false category. Not that it would justify what he did to her after that, even if she had, but let us just show you the video here because we actually have that cell phone video from an eyewitness. In it, you can see he hits her first. He slaps her hand and her phone goes flying out of her hand. Then she tries to slap him. He blocks that. And then we've seen this over and over again. He just proceeds to pummel her there. No matter how many times you've seen that video, it is still hard to watch. Let's bring up the next item here. A lot of folks questioning whether the attacker, in fact, pulled a gun there because that was in the police report. It's been in our reporting as well. Again, we can turn to the video here and definitively say that, yes, we can verify that he did pull out a gun during this confrontation, and we have actually taken a still shot of that video. You can see him holding the gun right there. That's a pretty easy one to prove. Again, a lot of people trying to refute that today. We talked about the DPD chief. A lot of people saying, can we get these charges increased? They're misdemeanors right now. A lot of folks calling for felony charges. They're calling on the chief to do this. It is, in fact, the DPD chief who has the final authority right now during the investigation to insist that those charges be increased. Again, that has not happened yet, despite that huge showing at City Hall today calling for that to happen. Last thing here, some activists say that some racial slurs were used in the commission of this assault. We didn't hear that from the victim herself the first time we talked to her. We haven't found that in the police report. So a lot of folks want this designated as a hate crime. Right now, we know that detectives are still working through that part of the case. We're going to leave that one sitting right here in the middle because we can't verify that or say that it's false, that it will be considered that. This case still in its infancy right now, so we're going to leave that one in the middle. But, of course, we will continue to follow all the developments. Chris and Marie.
All right. Thank you, Jason. We got some.
All right, you guys, we're going to keep you guys abreast as we get more details. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the program. We'll be back on again tomorrow. Now, remember, my TV show will be coming on at 10 o'clock tonight. You can go to livingwitnesstv.com. Tonight, we'll be talking about the protests that happened over the weekend. We'll also be talking to Deborah People, who is running for mayor of Fort Worth. We got an exclusive interview coming up with her tonight at 10 o'clock. Right here on Living Witness TV. So y'all make sure y'all check us out, livingwitnesstv.com. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. We'll see you again tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio from 7 to 9.
And this is, well, it's hard to watch. A confrontation spirals out of control. A woman gets punched in the face and the man keeps relentlessly hitting her. Good evening. I'm Chris Lawrence.
And I'm Cynthia Sagueira. Tonight, the victim is sharing her painful story only with WFAA. Matt Howerton is live in Dallas's Deep Ellum neighborhood where this all happened. Matt, how's she doing?